His bark and bite, they're about the same. Talking Trees with John Eisenhower, Rosie on the House.
An interesting call during the break. John, Dan and Buckeye had a pretty interesting question. We were talking about staking trees and not making the guy wire so tight that the limbs can't move. It needs that sway in the wind to work out an exercise. He said, why don't they ever just put a big, thick spring in the middle of that cable?
Well, it's been done. You can put those old door springs. Remember the ones that would kind of go both ways, you know, kind of a compression spring. We've tried those, you know, and the problem with trees that have fallen over that you're putting back up, you almost have to keep them rigid because they're too big to put that kind of flexibility in the system. You can leave a certain amount of flexibility in a young tree support system, and you need a little bit of movement in the tree to be able to eventually wean the tree off the system. You don't want it so rigid that the tree can't move. But when you're resetting a tree that's fallen over, you almost have to make it a rigid system. And this is what I was saying at the end of that other segment was, we sometimes have to consign the tree to be on that system permanently, and that's the trait. That's the thing you have to weigh. You know, do I want to have to put this tree on a permanent
system? On life support?
Yeah, you know, with a younger tree that will eventually get reestablished, and the roots will grow back into the native soil. You can wean a lot of those off the a cabling system down the road, but the larger the tree is and the larger the restoration project, the more likely it is that tree is going to be on some sort of a cable for, you know, the rest of the, you know, its life. So do you want that cable in your yard? Do you want that anchor system in place forever? You know, do you want to have to be maintaining it? At some point, it might be a consideration just to take those larger trees down and not have that liability and go ahead and put the money toward a tree replacement. But those are, you know, questions that a good experienced arborist can answer. Somebody who's, you know, we've seen these trees in our experience over 30 years and seen every conceivable type of system that's been installed. And then we live with those trees for many, many years and see which ones succeed and which ones don't. And know, you know, would it be advisable even to go that direction? And those are questions that a good arborist will be able to help you answer.
Now, I've got plenty of additional questions, but we should take care of your talking points first.
Well, I just had a comment regarding what happens if you have a tree that you see is swaying in the wind. You know it's possibly going to fall down. This happened to a couple of our customers just this last week, and they ran out into the yard, took their pruning, their pole saw, and their chainsaw, and started to cut, knowing that it was, you know, either this or the tree is going to fall on my block wall and do a serious damage. And all they could do was cut the lowest limbs on the tree. They cut whatever was within reach. But what this does is it lion tails the tree. That fights against every, I mean, they did what they could because they couldn't climb and take the risk of getting higher in the branches. But what it ends up doing is it pushes the force of the wind now is collected in the top of the tree, and it's going to be even more vulnerable to wind. Those lower branches actually dampen the force of the wind. They distribute the force of the wind more evenly along the entire tree. So there's this kind of balancing act. You know, how do you go about doing this? Let me just say it in one word. If you have the ability to get out to the outer third of the canopy, get up in the top and make a few reduction cuts near the top, not heading cuts where you're just lopping off branches at the very top, although that would be better than removing significant lower branches. I wouldn't mind having someone make some heading cuts way out in the outer third of the canopy because those could be repaired. An arborist could come back in a week or two later and repair those more easily. You can't ever replace those lower limbs. So I got on a couple of job sites, and I just, you know, I was really sad to see that the owner, in an effort to try to save the tree, had removed all these significant low branches. And if they could have just gotten out to the outer third and done some pruning out there, that's where you really take the sale out of the tree, reduce that leverage that's caused by that lever action that's caused by those really heavy pendulous branches way out on the outer extremities of the tree. That's what I did last night. In addition to that cabling job, I got up in the tree and I just made several reduction cuts on each of the branch structures, took one or two, 1 to 2 inch diameter limbs out. And now the tree is a little bit smaller in overall size. It's less apt to catch the wind over the top of their roof. Because once the canopy gets up over the height of your roof, it's going to catch that wind. So if you can bring that top down, it's really the best way to prune a tree is to do some of that end weight reduction. If your objective is reducing the risk of the tree blowing over, that's the primary type of pruning cut we make. It's a reduction cut, not the elevating cuts from the bottom.
And you use the rule of thumb, never trim more than a third of the foliage off the tree in general pruning. Would you ever go more than that to save it from wind damage if you thought it needed it?
Right. And the ANSI standards, when they stipulated that 25% rule, that was a guideline. And they said there are instances when it might be required to exceed that. But you have to know the tree species, the age, the condition. And of course, in this case, you need to know if there's an objective is saving a tree and the alternative is to lose the tree entirely. Well, I'll exceed the 25% every day if it means, being able to save the tree for sure.
iTreeService.com. If you've got additional questions for Mr. John Eisenhower, owner, founder of Integrity Tree Service, serving the Valley for
29 years,
almost to 30.
Yes, sir.
iTreeService.com. Thank you, Mr. Eisenhower.
You bet. Take care.